Populist leader Alice Weidel surges to top of German chancellor polls ahead of February elections. By Kurt Sindelka on December 22, 2024. The leader of the anti-mass migration alternative for Germany, AfD party Alice Weidel, has surged to the top of the polls of preferred chancellors in the upcoming February elections. In a survey conducted by the Inshop polling firm for the Bild newspaper, AfD leader Alice Weidel surged by 3 points over the previous week to 24 points, surpassing the leader of the centrist neoliberal Christian Democratic Union, CDU, Friedrich Merz, who fell by 1 point to 20% since the previous week. Meanwhile, Chancellor Olaf Scholz, the current candidate for the leftist Social Democrat Party, SPD, languishes in third place, falling 1 point from last week to 15% support. Scholz is followed by his economic minister Robert Habeck, the chancellor candidate for the Greens, at 14%. The survey, which polled 1,005 people, was conducted between December 18 and 19, the day before the Christmas market attack in Magdeburg that left at least 5 dead and over 200 injured. The attack, allegedly carried out by a migrant from Saudi Arabia, is likely to play a major role in February 23 elections. Although the attack happened under the watch of Chancellor Scholz, the suspected attacker was reportedly granted asylum in 2016, under the CDU government of Angela Merkel. Further complicating matters, the suspect reportedly previously expressed sympathies for the AfD, despite declaring himself a leftist. The surge in the polls for Weidel came amid the endorsement of her party by ex-owner Elon Musk, who declared this week that only the AfD can save Germany. Musk, merely expressing his personal opinion on German politics, has been branded as election interference by leftists in Germany and globalists within the European Union. The General Secretary of the governing Social Democrats, Matthias Mirsch, said, "No outside interference in the German election campaign. That is a principle that we have to defend." Adding, "We oppose this clearly. Germany needs neither foreign influences nor Trumpism. Stay out, Elon." Former EU censorship czar, Thierry Breton, who was accused of meddling in the US presidential election by demanding Musk censor a live interview he held with Donald Trump, also alleged that it was interference for ex-boss to express support for the AfD. However, the German government has refused to condemn Musk for his comments, with spokeswoman Christiane Hoffmann saying, "We have of course taken note of this, and of course freedom of expression also applies to X." While Weidel and the AfD have surged in the polls, it remains unlikely that the party will enter government following the February elections, given that all other political parties have agreed to accord and sanitaire around the AfD, meaning that they refuse to form a coalition with the right-wing party. As a result, the supposedly center-right CDU/CSU party may be forced into partnering with the leftist SPD of Chancellor Scholz to form a government, in a move that would likely entail concessions to the left on migration, fiscal, and energy policies. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka, or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.